Anybody around here still remember 2005 and the nuclear option?
NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore.
That was when the Republican majority in the Senate threatened to change the rules to permit the breaking of filibusters. At issue at the time were judicial nominations by President Bush that the Democrats were holding up. A compromise was reached, and a rules change called the nuclear option was not invoked. And so the sanctity of the time-honored filibuster was preserved to serve the Republicans 2 years later when they wanted to block a Democratic move to remove American troops from Iraq. A week of debate culminating in an all-night session, the Democrats hoped, could slice off enough Republican votes to provide the 60 needed to break the filibuster. In retrospect, one has to wonder whether the Senate Democrats were well advised to commit themselves to this dramatic all-out effort. Their thinking was that trying to tack this amendment onto the defense authorization bill was a no-lose move. That's to say that if they didn't win the vote, they would at least saddle the administration and the Senate Republicans with a responsibility for keeping the troops in Iraq. That position was bolstered by the latest New York Times CBS poll that showed 60% of Americans say Congress should allow financing for the war, but only on condition of setting a timetable for withdrawal. And so, Majority Leader Harry Reid orchestrated this dramatic all-night session. Senator Reid, as it turned out, guessed wrong. When it came right down to it, many Americans were not ready to pull the rug from under the forces in Iraq, and the Republicans mocked the overnight session as silly theater. That apparently ends the Democratic drive until September, when the military report on prospects in Iraq will be filed. By then, we may face a whole new ballgame. This is Daniel Shore.